Item 567, request of Donna Cohen to address council regarding density and East Moreland Neighborhood Association's request for historic status.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Donna Cohen. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you for
opening the meeting the way you did, Mayor.
Thank you.
In a country where more and more people are separated by socioeconomic status, I would like to see Portland welcoming to everyone and providing housing to all income groups in all parts of the city. We know, for example, that lower-income kids do better in mixed-income schools. That's a really important aspect of this. I grew up in Boston. I appreciate historic architecture, but it shouldn't override the essential need for housing. I believe that sometimes the use of historic designation is, consciously or not, a method to eliminate some neighborhoods from sharing in solutions for affordable housing. Earlier this month, NPR had a segment called Section 8 Vouchers Help the Poor, but Only if Housing is Available. I realize Section 8 is not the same as affordable housing structures or units, but the principle here is the same. The voucher in the 70s was designed to be, I'm quoting from an article that I gave to you, to be a ticket out of poverty, allowing families to use it wherever they want. With a portable voucher, families can move to places with jobs, good schools, and low crime. Yet in Dallas, Texas, about 60% of people who get vouchers are unable to use them. Part of the problem is this. Quote, developer Terry Anderson says she ran into problems when trying to build an apartment complex with 13 units set aside specifically for voucher holders. The city actually called a public hearing for our property, and about 250 angry residents showed up. Nicole Humphrey, who lives a couple of miles away from Anderson's development, says she's opposed to the project. In this neighborhood, most of us are stay-at-home moms with young kids. The lifestyle that goes with Section 8 is usually working single moms of people who are struggling to keep their heads above water. I feel so bad saying that, she adds. It's just not people who are the same class as us. When asked if others who did not have the same opportunities as her could live in her neighborhood, she said, the problem with that is I hear a lot of, oh, we haven't been given this or that, oh, we haven't been afforded things you have been afforded. In almost the same breath, this woman denies opportunities to some people and then turns around and says it annoys her when people complain about not having the same opportunities as her. The height of hypocrisy. It's incumbent upon Portland to develop affordable housing in every part of the city. I don't know what part of the solution. I mean, maybe we need a PR program, literally ads or something, that get this message across to the city that everybody can live everywhere and that every neighborhood should have affordable housing. I'm not sure how we go about that, but anyhow, and hope it's okay that I added some personal PR at the back of my package, but that's what I want to say.
Can I just make a comment quickly?
Yes.
Nick, the mute thing is on there. Is it the green button there? Right.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony today, and thank you for making such an eloquent statement about locating affordable housing in every neighborhood. We are criticized regularly for putting affordable housing in what's called high opportunity neighborhoods because it's more expensive. The dirt's more expensive. The housing is more expensive. And so some say we should look to the lowest cost housing, which means building in places that don't have the same opportunity.
Right.
And what we understand is that when we build affordable housing, say in Southwest Portland, next to a high achieving school, those kids have a better chance.
Yes.
And so I think we embrace what you said, and we thank you for making such an eloquent statement for everyone participating and helping solve the affordable housing crisis. So thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next item.